Okay, we have a call to order. Rand acknowledged the roll call, approved the proposed agenda, considered the chief applicant's request, if any, the Pacific Commission, the appeal for funds for KPFK, and after action report and prior motions. Deemed important discussion, public comment, DMB director's reports and discussion, public comment. We need to elect members to the PMB committee. I think that should probably come right after the PMB director's reports. Are people okay with that?
No.
Did somebody say no?
I'll say why.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the PMB hasn't chosen their people yet, and the chair had said that they were going to have a discussion at this meeting of which committees they have. I mean, I think they're going to review all the committees, you know, notwithstanding the standing ones. So I would hold off to see exactly which committees are going to be convened and, you know, sort of sanctified, I don't think that's the right word, but, you know, are going to be recognized. That's
well,
just my opinion.
For information.
Okay. Before you speak with your question, Raymond, my understanding is that KPFT is already voting on their delegate members for PMB committees, so I think we should proceed. What's your question?
Lawrence, might be recognized.
Okay, Raymond, I had a question first, and then Lawrence.
Thank you. It's my understanding, or is it not correct, that the PNB's decision about their committees is not dispositive of the LSB's decision about committees? I mean, not standing committees.
Well, the committees we're talking about are the PMB committees that have delegate members from the local station boards. That's what we're talking about, choosing to those PMB committees. We're not talking about LSB committees.
Thank you.
Lawrence, we'll go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Kim is partially correct, but we could have a selection process for the standing committees. That will be, there's some committees for the standing committees, and we could explain that for the standing committees that are don't need authorization or anything like that. There's some other committees that need authorization. So and maybe Beth or even Grace can add to that. So I would suggest that that you do a little tutoring and information to the members and select members to the standing committees. I think that's completely appropriate.
This is Grace from the STAC.
Go ahead, Grace.
I completely agree with Lawrence. I believe the standing committees are the audit committee, the governance committee, and the programming committee. Those are the three standing committees. They might be some task forces, but there's an election committee that's basically not in the bylaws, but the main committees are the governance committee, the programming committee, and the audit committee, and those are important committees.
Yeah.
And so I think we should definitely populate those as soon as possible.
Okay, I heard a point of order. Who is that?
Point of information, to be more
appropriate. Okay, point of information. Raymond?
Is it not the case that the standing committees, which were the committees to which Lawrence Reyes referred, are four in number, and if I'm not mistaken, they are the governance committee, the coordinating committee, the finance committee, and the audit committee? Is that not correct, Mr. Chair? Those are the standing committees.
The finance committee, if I could record addresses, Chair.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
So, Raymond, the Finance Committee is populated by directors and treasurers only from each station, from each LSB. The Governance Committee is a standing committee. The Programming Committee is a standing committee. And I believe Audit is a standing committee as well. And I believe, I'm not really sure, but I know elections, especially during a delegate's election, they normally convene those committees. So I'm hoping that will also be convened at some point. I don't know if that answers your question, Raymond.
It does not. I'm sorry.
Can I make an addition, Chair?
Okay. We're still trying to answer the question. Go ahead.
The coordinating committee is also only for PNB members. So,
and
coordinating.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
PNB members and officers as well.
Whatever. It's not an election from delegates, from LSP members.
I'm not saying that police officers.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't need an election on the local
right.
level. And nor, the Finance Committee, there's no election.
Right. Okay, so I would like to add it to the agenda. Kim raised an objection, but I think we've answered that. And so I think we should put it on the agenda right after the PNB Directors reports. The other reason I think that's the case is normally what comes after that is the Treasurer and Finance Committee. We just devoted an entire meeting to the Treasurer and Finance Committee response to the budget. So I think that we should deal with the committee elections. I will circulate to the members the committees. I think we should elect people to the Elections Committee because this is an election year, and it would be good to have the committee in place as rapidly as possible. And if that gooses the PNB into doing setting up that committee, that's fine, in my opinion. How much time is that?
Janine, I was just going to let you know that I populated your agenda online and I invited Ralph just now. If for some reason that helps with what you're
great, thank you. Really appreciate that. So I did send around a blank Google Doc and Janine just filled it in with the template. So thanks.
Point of information. Actually, it's a point of clarification. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Notwithstanding the conversation before, the standing committees are under Article 8. The coordinating committee, a governance committee, a finance committee, and an audit committee. All other committees, as I understand it, all other committees and task forces and teams and whatever other things they're called, are not standing committees. And as I heard the PNB meeting, they intend to discuss which of those to populate.
Okay, I appreciate that. I think that we can designate people to the standing committee and the other committees that are currently in existence. And if they decide not to have the committee, then that will make that action.
Thank you.
But my own personal opinion, I think we should encourage them to populate those committees by electing people to them. I think we definitely need to have an elections committee. It was a problem last year that we didn't get the committee going until the elections were well underway, and I think we want to avoid that problem this year. We want to have an elections committee in place before anything else happens. Regarding the elections, so the elections can be as fair as possible and as bylaws compliant as possible. And I think a national program committee is an important committee. And I think we should announce the existing task forces. The Technology Task Force met within the last week, so it's functioning. The Development Task Force has a meeting, and so people should be apprised of its existence and their ability to join them. So anyway, that's my proposal, that we add that to the agenda after the PNB Director's reports. And how much time do we think we need? And if there is a contest, we're probably going to have to ask for the tellers. So I'd like to have that.
Bella, to the
Michael,
staff.
Michael, this is Grace to the staff.
Okay, all right. I heard Bella and then Grace. Go ahead, Bella.
I would allocate a good half hour, at least.
Okay, thank you. I think we want to explain the function of the committees and people that might not be aware of all of them. Grace, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking at Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, Standing Committees. It says, in addition to the LSVs for each of the Foundation's radio stations, the Board of Directors shall also have the following standing committees. I won't read all of this, but it's A, Coordinating Committee, which is PNB only, B, a governance committee, C, a technology committee, D, a programming committee, E, a finance committee, and F, an audit committee. So all of those.
Of information. Point of information.
That's from Article 8, Section 3.
All right, one way or the other, I think we're going to proceed. We'll allocate at least a half hour to that purpose. We need to have a report from this governance committee with the motion that we just approved. We need to have an outreach committee report. Fundraising committee, I think, has some reports.
Michael, to Janine, to the back, chair.
Go ahead, Janine.
Do we need a definition of the committees that we're going to be, there's going to be votes for? It seems like we're kind of hopping over that. I would actually appreciate you bringing up the fundraising committee, yes. But, I mean, I am also concerned about having an elections committee voted for. It seems like we're kind of hopping over that. I just wanted to make sure that if it is a discussion or a vote, whether to include that or not, that we have that as the governance committee.
Okay,
Kim.
Yeah, so, all right, just to, my understanding is we're going to schedule some time on the agenda for elections of delegates to the National Governance Committee, the National Programming Committee, the National Audit Committee, the National
Governance.
Elections Committee and
Technology Committee. The Technology Committee.
Okay, as far as the technology is functioning as a task force at this point.
No, it may be, but it's listed as a standing committee in the bylaws.
Okay.
It is not.
All right.
That's fine. It is never. There has never been a technology committee that I have ever seen. There has been task forces. So.
Yeah.
And there's
well,
the governance committee.
Okay, we'll check.
That may be, but it's listed as a standing committee in the bylaws.
Okay. Fine. I mean, okay. There's not one now. And how about governance?
There is one. There is one now.
It's not a committee. It's a task force.
Yes, okay.
And a governance committee.
Yes, I said National Governance Committee, National Audit Committee, National Elections Committee, National Programming Committee. My understanding is technology is task force and always has been. I was on the technology task force years ago with Ken. There is, I think, a national affiliate task force as well.
Yeah.
And a national development task force. Yes, Lawrence, go ahead.
This is Lawrence. I just wanted to remind folks that maybe have been around, but that the local station board is not prohibited from having a local elections committee. We've had those before, and I've been on the standing committee of technology in the past as well. So it is a standing committee, should not be a task force.
Okay. All right. Let's just schedule the time, and we can, I'll check with Julie Hewitt or whoever else, and we'll get, some definitions for all of them. As far as our own committees, we do want to have some time on the agenda for the governance committee because we have a motion to present regarding the protocol that we just passed. We want some time on the agenda for the outreach committee, the local fundraising committee, program oversight. Is there anything? Hang on a second.
there. Yes. This is Lawrence, one last time.
Okay, I'm trying to run down the rest of the committees that we have in existence here. Before we do that, hang on, hold your point, please, Bella and Lawrence. Beth, is there a report from the Program Oversight Committee?
There will be a brief one, just that the standard that we've met. There were no motions from that committee this time.
Okay, all right, thank you. So then Bella and then Lawrence.
So I agree with Lawrence. We should make efforts to start up a local elections committee that will work in conjunction with the national body. And there will be a report from the outreach, yes.
Okay. So this is a little out of order, but what I'm getting from Lawrence and Bella is the proposal that the Governance Committee recommends establishing a local elections committee.
Chair?
Is that right? Yes.
Yeah, we're not prohibited from doing that.
I understand.
So, also, I just want to mention that I know you could communicate with Judith Hewitt, who's going to be our incoming chair. Our incoming vice chair is one of our own. It's Bev Van Gunten, so you could also communicate and ask, for collaboration with Beth as well.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Hi.
And I did congratulate Beth by email on the election, and congratulations again, Beth.
Thank you.
Okay. So I think probably. Ralph and I are going to have to go back and forth a little bit and try to put this into, the template at the times. But are there other so we have other items to, on our own agenda of this committee. We have two additional items. And if something is passed through, that will be included into the Governance Committee report and require some time of the LSB. So why don't we come back to those two items? Is that okay with people? We had the on the agenda of this meeting tonight from the governance. We have a motion from Bella DeSoto for reimbursement for money she spent on the publicizing the town hall. What were the other items, Bella?
For getting the business cards, both in English and Spanish, for KPFK, and the continued support. Double-sided flyer, 300, for monthly sustainers.
This is Kim to the stack.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I object to this. I think that any expenses should be pre-approved, and they have not been pre-approved that I'm aware of, so this is out of order.
This is Beth. I agree with Kim. Janine to the stack.
Janine, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say on this subject, at Christmas time, we were participating in a parade, and I was supposed to get copies made at the station, and there wasn't time for Terry to do that for me, so I ended up doing it myself, and I incurred, because you're handing it out to the public. I incurred over $100, and I have yet to bring it up with Terry as far as, having it be my membership for the next year. So that's the way I was going to do it. But, it's not really – I don't think it's fair to say that it was not pre-approved. There's reasons why we can't go and get free copies. And if you want us out doing things – it's important that you support us. Thank you.
Raymond to the stack.
Raymond, go ahead.
Lawrence to the stack, too.
Okay. Raymond first and then Lawrence.
I have no doubt about the bona fides of these expenses. However, I don't believe it's appropriate for us to send that to the LSB. I believe, I didn't know about Janine's expenses, but I heard Bella before, and I think the advice was to submit them to the GM.
Okay, Lawrence and myself. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you.
And then Kim, please.
Okay, so the LSP has a $2,500 budget. I don't know if anybody knows that.
No, I don't. No, I do not. Never heard of this, ever, ever.
Well, you must have been asleep when that motion was that.
For 12 years,
Yeah, $2,500 is the budget, and Grace could probably confirm that. And from what I understand, authorization has to be sought if the expense is going to incur more than $250. So I don't know who has access to the archives. I know John P. Gary does, but that motion passed, and because we've had town halls before, and we did access that a request out of that $2,500 budget. So I think authorizations of more than $250 has to come to the LSP. I think in the course of committee work, such as promoting KPFK in regards to a town hall, is completely in order. And I think it will be very disrespectful to a member who has put them and the committee that has put the work in to all of a sudden, you know, object to reimbursing them. So that's all I got to say.
Okay, I'm calling myself. You know, I think it would be preferable if the outreach committee had made a motion in advance, as has been done in the past, regarding the cost of town halls. There was a problem because the town hall was not publicized on the air or in any other way by the station, and it needed to be. So I think that although it's not the best precedent or procedure to do it ex post facto as a reimbursement, I think that's what we're left with, and I think that that's a legitimate way to cover it. I think that the other expenses are similarly, you know, could have been asked for an authorization in advance for the outreach committee, but they are outreach expenses. So personally, I'm in favor of covering it as a reimbursement. You know, passing it through, you know, urging the LSP to pass it since it didn't come timely from outreach. It's coming through governance now as a reimbursement as opposed to a pre-authorized expense. So I would be in favor of this, and I'd like to move it to a vote.
Grace for the stack.
I was on with
stack.
Yeah, okay.
Sue stack.
So I have Kim, Grace, and Sue.
And Beth.
Oh, Beth. Okay, sorry.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion. Any expenses must be pre-approved by the LSP before they're expended. And if there's another motion that was passed sometime, I need to see those minutes. I am not aware of any little pot of money in a budget for the LSB of $2,500. So that's my motion, and there you go.
Bella, to the chat.
Okay, I'm sorry. In relation to your motion, Kim, since the motion is not in effect, even if you passed it now, it would not apply retroactively to previous expenditures. So it's not exactly relevant to what's under discussion now.
It is relevant, so this doesn't happen again. I mean, that's why I'm making it.
Yes, I understand that, but I'm saying that it's procedurally, it's a little bit different than what we're dealing with. So
I'm going to vote no on approving what's already been expected. This is to make sure this doesn't happen again.
I understand.
Stop talking.
You have the right to do so. We have the rest of the stack. We'll hear from it, and we'll come back to your motion in a minute, is all I'm saying.
Okay. Yep.
So I have. I think it was Grace, Sue, and Beth.
Okay. First of all, I believe what Lawrence is talking about is a line item in the budget for the LSB, which covers the expenses of the LSB elections. It's not just an expense, I don't believe, for LSB for sundry items. I don't think there is any such line item. That line item is for earmarked for election expenses. Next, a few years ago, I believe, Bella requested funds for the town hall, and the LSV rejected some of the request and authorized only part of the request. And I think it's problematic if we accept the reimbursement for Bella. Many of us have shelled out a lot of money over however long a period of time for in our volunteer work for the station. I know I have paying for conference calls, for instance. Janine just mentioned, if we start reimbursing people for unapproved expenses, we can get into trouble. So if we're going to approve this, I think it should be stipulated that this is a one-time occurrence and that no other past expenses will be approved unless they've gotten prior approval before the expense is made.
Yeah, Lawrence to the back.
I have Sue, Beth, Sue. Lawrence, and Janine.
And Bella. Bella's on the stack as well.
Okay.
When I was membership director, when we were down to 5 full-time equivalents, and during our fund drive days, we made only about $2,000 and some odd, Beth. We worked our way back from that, and if I hadn't been able to spend my own money and hopefully get reimbursed later, I would not have been able to do what I did to help the station. But I was membership director, so someone who's not a staff person, it might be a different question. Thank you.
Thanks. I lost track of the stack. I'm sorry. Beth, I think, and then Bella and Lawrence?
Beth, myself, then Bella.
Okay. Go ahead, Beth.
Benjamin.
This is Beth.
Benjamin, yes, that's right. Yeah, go ahead, Beth.
Yes, in my time in governance within excuse me, KPFK, this is the only way expenses have been presented to us, in particular, especially from Bella. This is financially irresponsible. If there are secret rules that we don't know about, rules that apply, I'm unaware of that. I'm not sure how to find out about that. I've never seen the verbatim. I'm not sure how they would apply. I support Kim's motion, and I can't support Bella's. I think we need to establish some standard operating procedures that apply across the board to everyone. Pre-approval of expenses is just standard, and it's a best management practice in any nonprofit. Thank you. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lawrence, Bella, and Janine.
Yeah, Fred.
I'd like to postpone this motion. Should we pull off the policy that there is a $2,500 budget for the LSB, for this LSB? I understand the line item for the election. I was not even referring to that. I'm referring to the $2,500 budget item that passed. I can't remember the year, but I believe Don White, may he rest with the ancestors, was the chair at the time. And I was on the coordinating committee with others. So I know John P. Gary III keeps a record of that. So that's why I'm moving to postpone until we get clarification.
Okay, a movement to postpone is always in order, and I think it's non-debatable, but right? Somebody correct me. But I will say in response to that, Lawrence, that I don't think that's in any current budget that I've seen. We did have a line item back when we were meeting in different venues around the city and had to pay rent and sometimes provided refreshments at the meeting. That's a long time ago. It's not the current status.
Kim, 2 sec.
Raymond Goldstone with point of
order. I guess I'm asking Lawrence if he will maybe otherwise we just have to vote on that.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? There's somebody doing dishes again.
Yes, I was saying that the reference you're making is to a policy that has not been in effect for many years. We had a line item for board expenses when we were renting venues around the city and paying for refreshments at meetings.
It's not, Lawrence. And if that's not the case, then we should make sure that it's not the case.
Kim to the stack.
It has not been in a budget for a long time.
Kim to the stack.
There were many people ahead of you on the existing stack. I'm trying.
No, I don't think there were. No, I don't think there were.
Yes, excuse me, Janine.
And Beth. And Bella.
Beth spoke. Bella. Janine and Bella were on the stack.
And Ed Fred.
And Fred, yes. Janine, Bella, and Fred were on the stack. You already spoke once on this stack, Kim, so hang on a minute. So I'm going to rule the motion to postpone out of order, and please let's have the rest of the discussion and move on. Janine, Bella, Fred, and then we'll come back to Kim.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. I would just like to say that people have different means and they have different levels of being able to contribute to the station. And not everything, when you're doing an event, a lot of times things come up at the last minute. I remember the first town hall that I participated in the Wilshire district. I ended up running down the street and getting a lot of things at the last minute to bring in to make it seem together. I didn't ask for reimbursement, but Bella's been asking for this reimbursement for, I think, almost 3 months. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reimburse Bella. And anybody who wants to help me reimburse Bella so that she doesn't have to beg is welcome to do so. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
And a personal privilege for a question to Bella.
I'm sorry, point of personal privilege is if someone offended you.
That's correct. I simply wanted to know from Bella what the amount is total so that I can help Janine.
Okay, that's just a point of information, but go ahead, Bella.
$280 after some donations I have received.
Thank you.
I'll split it with you, Jean.
Janine, and okay. I'll contribute too. This is Lawrence. I'll contribute something.
Okay, I'll hit you guys up on email.
Others of us have already. Okay. Bella, did you want to speak? And then Fred?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I am holding 2 checks that were issued by Aniel Zufield. From the operational account, 2 years at 2 different town halls to cover expenses for the town halls. Per Lawrence, it is correct. There is a fund, but the fund was eliminated and not eliminated. It was eliminated purposely, and it was sandwiched in with the LSB elections budget. So it is in there because out of that $2,500 fund is where I have been reimbursed for 2 prior town halls, one in 2014, one in 2019. And this one is 2021. So bear in mind that I have been reimbursed for, and these were elaborate productions, not now. Last year, it was simply a virtual town hall. And for me to send out an email blast to the membership was over $107. Now, should I have done this and not hold the last town hall event for the year based on our bylaws while waiting around for the general manager and other efforts to go through after me complying with everything that was requested of me as chair of the outreach committee? I don't think so. We needed to have this town hall. Beyond the town hall, I have paid for business cards in Spanish and English. We used to have them some years ago. I also paid for the double-sided flyer for monthly sustainers, right? Now, if you feel this is not part of outreach, please, someone let me know. Thank you very much. And by the way, I am only asking for these reimbursements because they're strenuous on my budget because I am not rich. That does not mean that I am asking for reimbursement for all the money that I give KPFK on a regular basis and many other times. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Fred?
Yeah, I just want to say that I support both Kim and Beth on this issue. I think it's just basic good practice to ask the LSB beforehand for pre-authorization and justify what you're spending your money on. Thank you.
Mr. Chair,
okay,
this is Bell. I need to respond to that. I need to respond to that, please. I asked.
Go ahead,
this is out of order. Excuse me, Chair.
All right, Kim. Kim, you are next on the floor, and then we'll hear from Bella after that.
I just want to say that my motion is meant to, if this other policy that I am not aware of is found, that my motion is meant to rescind that. So.
Okay, thanks. So, Bella, make a final comment, and then I'll try to get us through this piece of business so we can move on to the last item on our agenda, which is Eric's.
Yes, I wanted to say that the motion was passed by this LSB. I believe it was done in 2014. And, or 13 or 14, as I recall. And that's where the station manager would pull the funds from. But again, I want to, say that the funds are there. They were just combined with a one line item for LSB expenses. That should not have been. I've been trying to question this myself for a while. Why is it that we don't see that line item separately anymore? We haven't for a while. But the monies are supposed to be there for the expressed expense of miscellaneous expenses of the LSB, not the election. Thank you.
This is Kim to the
yeah,
stack.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
Kim to the stack. No, Bella got to speak twice, and I would like to speak twice.
Okay, this is your third time, Kim, but go ahead.
I just want to say the station cannot make payroll every month.
Yeah.
There is no reason for these, you know, I mean, let's keep our priorities straight. The station cannot make payroll. We're borrowing from other units in order to pay payroll. All
Thank
expenses
you.
Must be pre-approved going forward.
Okay, so again, just to try to clarify, there is a motion to reimburse these. There is no pre-existing policy. There is a motion to say going forward, all expenses must be pre-approved. We can vote. We will vote on both of those. First on the motion for the reimbursement, and then on the motion that all expenses must be pre-approved. There was in the past a line item for LSB expenses. It is not included, I don't think, in the last budgets because we had because we went to the virtual town halls and we went to the virtual meetings and because of the budgetary constraints that Kim just referenced. So I'm going to ask Ralph to call the roll first on the motions for the reimbursement.
Chair.
Second, on Kim's motion for a policy that all expenses going forward must be pre-approved. Grace, what is it?
It's Janine. I'd like to ask Bella to just pull the motion to get reimbursed so that she doesn't have to go through this here, and she doesn't have to go through it with the LSC. It really shouldn't be this much work to get reimbursed when actually it was a mistake of the NES that caused a lot of that money that she had to send. So I'm suggesting to Bella for her to just take it off, and we won't vote on it.
Up to Bella.
Well, it's up to the body.
Do I have the floor?
Yeah, go ahead, Bella.
Yes, if I am reimbursed the balance of $280, then I will withdraw my motion.
You're saying if you get reimbursement from individuals?
I do not care who from. $280, I need to get reimbursement.
So I heard several people on this call commit to reimbursing you. Is that sufficient?
But I have heard that before, even from yourself.
Bella, this is for me.
And by the way,
Bella,
and by the
this
way,
is for me.
And by the way,
I've given you
way,
money twice, Bella.
I submitted this to the governance committee over 3 months ago. So it's not. This is not good. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I heard Janine.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a transfer right now so that she can see it. I hope that we can move on.
This is Grace for the SAC. I'd like to put forward
Grace.
A motion.
Okay, there was a motion. The other motion was from Kim already.
Let me put a substitute motion to the motion to reimburse Bella, all right?
No, we're dropping it.
Okay. Well, we haven't dropped. Have we? Are we dropping it?
Yes.
Sure?
I think that's what just happened. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So, Kim, your motion. Can you restate it, and if possible, put it in writing?
I'm the only one that has to put this in writing, but I'll be happy to do it. Any expenses?
Well, everything else has been.
Really? I don't see it. You know, okay. any expenses must be pre-approved by the LSB. Any expenses from LSB members must be pre-approved by the LSB before incurring.
Okay, are there any objections to that?
Point of grammatical, Kirk, before being incurred.
I like that, Matt. I like to add not just LSB members, but committees as well.
Well, that
in
includes
the course
committees.
Of the committee.
That includes committees.
It's vague, please.
Okay,
it's just saying LSB members. It doesn't say committees.
All right, so... All right, so is that okay, Kim? All proposed expenses by LSB members or committees must be pre-approved by the LSB before being incurred.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. It will also be part of the governance committee report to the LSB. For approval by the LSB. Eric, can you restate what your motion was? And I think people did ask you to send something out in writing. I can't remember if you did earlier.
It's in the. I sent the email, Michael, about 10 minutes
ago. Okay, let me check my email. Okay, I see it. This is a proposal that the PNB encourage the general manager to refine and implement this promising idea to appropriately offer local businesses the opportunity to underwrite KPFK during fund drives.
So I wrote up the explanatory background to it in a nutshell.
Can you send it out, Michael, please, to all of us?
It's already sent. You have it in your inbox.
So I have myself, Andrew Weiss, Ralph, Janine, Margot, Bella, Beth, Grace, Fred, Kim, Marisol, Lawrence, Ruth, Karina, Paul Robeson, Alan Deek, Michael Heiss, Ray Goldstone, and Ray Theron. Just got it recently, 6:47 p.m. It's very long.
Point of clarification or a question?
Let Eric present it first, and maybe he'll answer your question. But be brief and cut to the chase, Eric.
Yes, relates to my disappointment with Mikhail dropping any proposal of this nature, which he has alluded to in previous remarks, that he is inclined to implement. It disappeared, and this is simply my desire to signal to him that it would be desirable for him to refine and proceed with this, his ideas in this respect. Our backs are against the wall. We are being, unfortunately, subjected to withholding of large sums of donations from affluent donors, and we need to replace that revenue stream forthwith. You know, the underwriting is a perfectly legal form of acknowledgments. They cannot be action-oriented. They have to be neutral, sort of thank yous and very soft kind of mentions, but they're very customary for non-commercial stations. And this is a special period that we're in, and we have to do this, in my humble opinion. But it's obviously not my call. It's the GM's call. He thinks this way. He referenced that he would be a dynamo in this respect. He has to calibrate it because he mentioned an inappropriate institution when he was mentioning this somewhat in passing. But yes, I think this is urgent, and I would like to commend my few paragraphs for people's consideration. And if it will take 3 minutes to just read what I wrote, I hope it will compel you to support the idea of having the LSB recommend that the GM revisit this option. It's the most practically idealistic of our available options that we know will work. Thank you.
This is Kim to the stack.
Okay, so I think Raymond had a question, and then Kim.
I'll pass.
Okay, Kim?
Well, I'm going to vote against this because it's very confused. Eric doesn't really understand what he's talking about. I mean, he's confusing, you know,
point of personal privilege.
No.
To this characterization.
Well, that's fine.
Kim, please.
Eric, stop.
You just finished a part of a meeting devoted to civility. Be civil, speak your piece, and don't get personal. Got it?
I am, Eric, just stop.
Yes.
Thanking the restaurants that used to donate food during our fund drive is not what underwriting is.
He understands underwriting. Look at his motion, Kim, and don't attribute what he understands to the other. If you're opposed to the motion, just state your opposition.
Well, okay, I am opposed to the motion. I also do not think the EIDL loan should be used for this. It is not our discretion to decide where that EIDL money goes. It needs to go to our big loan that is going to kill us in October. Okay, I need to see I'm against this. I am just,
okay.
I'm not against necessarily underwriting, but this motion does not serve that purpose. That's all I'll say.
This is Grace for the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
And Lawrence,
okay.
The stack.
All right. I understand Eric's intentions behind this, which I think are good and laudable. However, I can tell you that I was the IED for a month or so in July 2019, and at that time and before then there were many FCC violations related to our underwriting program that was ongoing at that time. This is very dangerous for Pacifica. Our staff is not trained sufficiently. It wasn't at the time, and we have even fewer trained staff of that nature currently. Underwriting is a very serious business. Randomly acknowledging businesses who donate money, that's an entirely different story. But contracts for underwriting are very difficult, and as the IED, I got information from Annual to find out how much staff time was being used for the underwriting, because the spots need to be decided beforehand. Carts have to be created. They have to be rotated on the air. It's extremely labor intensive. I found out that our underwriting program, which had been running for about 2 years up to that point, was running at a loss. The staff time it was taking was not covered by the revenue generated by that underwriting. So this is a tricky situation. It can be very problematical. Another instance similar to that is Annual Fields ran a raffle, and KPFK was found guilty by the California Attorney General of penal code violations. That's criminal violations by the California Attorney General because of that raffle. It was a very serious matter. Thousands and thousands of dollars had to be paid in legal fees to get us out of that mess. So I don't think we should underwriting, I don't think, is a good idea. Also, I'll tell you why. Regular underwriting, like, you know, Macy's or Coca-Cola or whatever, or any other business, whether it's green or not green, they calculate the amount per minute on the air based on your Nielsen ratings. Mm-hmm. And the amount of money we would get per minute of essentially advertising time on the air would be minuscule, and it would not cover the administrative expenses, which are horrendous when it comes to underwriting. It takes a lot of staff backup to do it. So if you want to make it so that we attempt to get donations that are maybe acknowledged but not acknowledged in the formal and underwriting fashion, that's another story. But not MAPA underwriting, if you want to do it for the website, maybe that's a different story and different FCC rules and regulations. But this needs to be thought out much more carefully, because there are a lot of, there were in the past many, many dangerous FCC violations with our underwriting program under Annual.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. All right. Okay, I have Lawrence and Della, and then I want to ask for a motion to refer this to committee, but go ahead.
Andrew, the staff, please.
Do I have the floor, Chair?
Yes, Lawrence. Lawrence and Della.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to bring up that sanction that we got as a result of the underwriting that the previous GM did. This is the underwriting issue has been something that the PNB directors have been wrestling with. And there's some that see a good reason and there's some that don't. I understand Eric's intentions are very well thought out, but I before I would even consider supporting this motion, I would like to refer to the PNB Governance Committee and also get a legal opinion from our Pacifica Council before we move on this, because this is possibly what attorneys, I don't know if it's an attorney, is a slippery slope, right? So I want to share Grace's concerns as well, because we've been wrestling with underwriting on the PNB for at least the last few years I've been there. So that's something. Then you have the whole idea of a third party thing that Ms. Van Groen has a motion on in regards to that. So I would like to refer this to the P&B Governance Committee. That's my motion. And to seek an opinion from our Pacifica Council as well.
Okay, so I'm sorry, what was the last thing, Lawrence?
The P&B Governance Committee, Pacifica Council, and our SEC attorney, whose name escapes me right now.
All right, so that's a motion from Lawrence to refer this matter to the P&B Governance Committee and to get legal opinions from the relevant legal people that we have.
And Chair, I'd like to just sunset it that the P&B Governance Committee is meeting on the fourth Wednesday of this month, and we'll take it up then, and we'll have a report out.
All right, so that's what's on the floor at the moment. Bella and Andrew are on the stack. But if you could refer to that, if you still want to be heard, it would be in relation to that motion. Refer Eric's motion to the B&B Governance Committee to seek legal advice.
Who has the floor, Mr. Chair?
I'm saying, Bella, if you want to speak, it would be in reference to that motion from Lawrence.
Yes.
Kim to the stack, then, please. Michael, just Kim to the stack.
Okay. So, Bella, Andrew, if you want to speak, and then Kim.
I wanted to speak to what Grace Aaron just said. I fully agree with Grace, but I want to bring some history into this. Is that if someone can mute? Thank you. In the past, KPFK has sponsored many events, and through the sponsorship process, and there is a form that the community organizations then file to be sponsored. And if the sponsorship agrees, if their community event agrees with the mission, then we sponsor them. We give them credit over the air. We give them announcements. This is not underwriting. So we have to distinguish between community sponsorship, right? Event sponsorship, business, whatever it is, giving them credit for giving us food for the volunteers, all of that. All of this was done in the past in a very sublime manner. But this is very different. This is a very different process from underwriting. What Eric is proposing, which I did not fully grasp earlier on, is underwriting. And we cannot go into this path, and we should not. So we have to be very careful. We want to work with community businesses and community organizations, and we need to return to that. We used to be very active in that area, and we had a community event calendar that would promote the events on air. So this is very different from underwriting. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Andrew Weiss, did you want to speak to the motion to refer this to the P&B Governance Committee and seek legal advice?
Yes, please.
Go ahead. And then Kim.
Yes, I appreciate Grace Aaron out with the clarification in the background on underwriting, and with what she told us just now, I agree that we should refer this to legal advice. And I think what else has just been mentioned by Grace and Bella, finding ways to get local businesses somehow to support the station and get mentioned on the air, I think that we should pursue that. I would like us to define clearly what is a local business. I also just want to say that quickly, one of the ground rules I proposed is everybody speak for themselves. So a participant here said what another person she thought or they thought understood, etc. And I don't think we should be saying what other people understand, only what we understand. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Kim, reference to a motion to refer to governance and get legal advice.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard many discussions at the PNV over the last couple of years discussing underwriting, and basically it's always sort of wound up with the PNV has a policy of not doing underwriting. So this is more than just this body saying we should do it and here's how we should do it. It's really a Pacifica decision on and to whether to do it and how to do it, number one. And number two, I do agree with Grace that it's a net loss because of our situation. Our low listenership and the amount of, you know, like KCRW and KPCC, they have full-time people doing this. You can't just do it once and like, oh, good, we got somebody signed up. It's a continual activity to actually have an underwriting program. Excuse me. So, I mean, the governance committee can take it up, but I think before it gets to spending money on counsel, you know, Pacifica has to decide whether they want to pursue this or not. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Eric,
so,
Eric to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Eric. I just want to point out that it's almost 7:50. We've been on this call for a very long time. My phone, because I have the headphones plugged in, I cannot recharge, and it's losing its charge very rapidly. So I'd like to try to wrap this up with me about the next 10 minutes.
Do I have the floor, Michael?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would just point out that there are several people on this call who were part of the hiring committee of our new GM, and one of his strengths was in this area, and I'm sure he presented himself as capable of being a fix-it man for our station. And what I'm concerned about is that we are essentially voting no confidence in his being an idea man, and I want to liberate him from any sense of that he's being, you know, not being allowed to pursue whatever panoply of ideas based on his long history in the radio, not including nonprofit radio sector, can help us get on our feet. The dire nature of our financial circumstances cannot be overstated. And so it's time to let our GM do what he was hired to do, and let's hear him out. If he has a proposal, that's what I'm asking us to do, and that's all.
He's not speaking to what's in order right now.
Well, he's speaking in opposition to the motion to refer it to the governance committee. That's how I understood it. So that's okay. He said his piece.
That's all I had to say.
Thank you. Do we need to take a vote on the motion to refer to committee?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph, you want to call the roll on that?
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Marisol Cruz?
She left earlier, Ralph.
Okay, got it. Bella DeSoto?
Yes. Bella DeSoto votes yes.
Bella, yes. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Milo Reason?
I think she left the call as well.
Okay.
He hasn't replied to any roll call for quite a while.
Lawrence Reyes? Yes. Elizabeth von Guten?
Abstain.
Elizabeth abstains. Sue Cohen Johnson? Sue Cohen Johnson, how do you vote? I'll come back. Raymond Goldstone?
Raymond votes to abstain.
Raymond abstains. Kim Kaufman? Kim Kaufman, how do you vote?
Sorry. Yes.
Kim votes yes. Janine Rowan?
I vote yes.
Janine votes yes. Ralph votes yes. Ruth Strauss?
Can you please synopsize? I'm very sorry. I apologize to everyone.
It's a motion to send the proposal from Eric regarding encouraging the GM to explore underwriting, to send that to the PMB Governance Committee and to seek legal advice.
Abstain.
Ruth abstains.
Thank you, Michael.
Andrew Weiss?
Andrew abstains.
Andrew abstains. Eric Jacobson?
Janine would like to abstain. Thank you. Sorry, don't mean to interrupt. I didn't realize the description.
Okay, Janine has changed to abstain. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Okay, I believe that's everyone. Hold on.
I'll vote yes.
Michael,
I'll vote yes. Voting yes.
Who's speaking?
Michael Novick voting yes.
Oh, right. Got to fix this list, Michael. Okay.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Can I make a request of the secretary?
Go ahead.
If he could transmit that motion to me, this way I could send it to the governance committee and to the PMB chair and vice chair and secretary as well.
In your inbox, Lawrence. This is Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
It'll be in the minutes, and I'll get that out in a couple of days.
Yeah, it's in the inbox, and this motion is yours, Lawrence, so any way you want to phrase it, take it. But you've got Eric's exposition about his reasoning and his the sample policy from another station about it and so on.
Michael, I cannot hear you.
Okay, this is the secretary. The final tally is 7 yes votes, 0 no votes, and 6 abstentions.
Okay, thanks. So I was saying that the motion is Eric sent his motion. Lawrence made the motion to refer it to the committee, and so he can carry it forward to the committee. So that's the last item of business we had, as far as I'm aware of, and I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. And Ralph, let's consult about the written version of the agenda, draft agenda that we send out, but not immediately.
I move to adjourn.
Okay.
Michael, this is Lawrence.
No,
can you call me once you have a chance? Thank you.
Yeah.
Do what?
Okay. Yeah, I need to call him. Master's call.
Oh, okay. I would like to... Excuse me. I would like to thank Ralph for taking minutes and taking all the votes tonight. Thank you, Ralph.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Ralph. I,
I joined
yes.
in on that.
All right, thank you.
I think Michael.
The motion is
and thank you, Michael. Thank you for chairing, Michael.
Excellent. I think you aged good. Another year, Michael, tonight.
Well, I'm now into 76 because I turned 75 on Wednesday. So,
happy birthday, belatedly.
Very patriotic of you, Michael.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, I heard the motion to adjourn. I don't hear any objections.
Who moved to adjourn?
I did.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Okay. I did.
Yeah, that's Raymond.
Raymond.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Yes. Good night. Take care.
No, bye-bye. Good night. Bella was the one who seconded.
Okay.
Bella second. I got it.
We don't need seconds in committee. Thank you. Good night.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Janine, are you still there?